Democrats blocked funding for Israel's Iron Dome when they had House majority. By Sean Moran on October 10, 2023. Democrats blocked American taxpayer funding for Israel's Iron Dome multiple times during the last major conflict with Hamas in 2021. Far-left Democrats in 2021 reportedly did not support a provision to a stopgap continuing resolution, CR, that would have replenished the Iron Dome. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the Iron Dome provides defense sick against short-range missiles and rockets which pose a threat to the civilian population. Watch, video shows Hamas rockets, paragliders, terrorists streaming into Israel. Progressive lawmakers such as Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, have led this effort. House Democrats have, in other instances, voted against refunding the Iron Dome. Democrats in 2021 voted against a Republican motion to recommit for H.R. 3237. This motion would have provided $73 million in taxpayer dollar funding for the procurement of the Iron Dome system and $177 million for the short-range ballistic missile system. One Republican, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, voted against the measure. Related, Israeli mother on Hamas terrorists kidnapping her children, it's against the laws of war. The Washington Free Beacon wrote in May 2021. Both votes were championed by Republicans seeking to bolster the Jewish state in its time of war. Democrats, however, have been divided on the issue. While the party's leadership has expressed support for Israel's right to defend itself, far-left, anti-Israel voices such as Reps. Ilhan Omar, D., Minnesota, and Rashida Tlaib, D., Michigan, are pressuring their colleagues to cut U.S. aid and even sanction Israel for what they claim are war crimes in the Gaza Strip. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, D., NY, introduced a measure late Wednesday to block weapons sales to Israel, an effort that was backed by an array of anti-Israel lawmakers and organizations and supporters of the anti-Semitic boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Earlier in the week, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Gregory Meeks, D., NY, considered delaying U.S. military aid to Israel, an unprecedented move for the historically pro-Israel committee. Meeks abandoned the effort after Democratic leaders intervened. Despite the many dramatic votes over funding the Iron Dome, the House, in September 2021, voted overwhelmingly, 420-9, to approve $1 billion in new funding for Israel's Iron Dome. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.